Yeah. What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Tay Ferg from Effortura Radio. You know, if you've been rocking with us for a minute, man, you know from time to time, Elvis gets the best of us. And Elvis, that's what we call technical difficulty. So we had a bit of that this last round, man. But not to worry, the super producer, engineer, all-star B hooked up what we could save from our last show, man. So we bringing it to y'all right now, all right? So sit back. Enjoy this little snippet. And of course, we got more Effort You Heard Radio on the way. All right? Peace.
Broadcasting live from your mama's bedroom.
You won't be talking about my mama, son.
You are now listening to the F What You Heard Radio Show.
Don't be alarmed.
It's just three educated black guys talking that gangster shit.
Yes, indeed, people. Welcome in to another edition of F What You Heard Radio. My name is DJ Tay Ferg, and I'm here with the crew as usual. I want to start off by saying what's up to my man, the Wolf of BK, a.k.a. Dub. What's going on, sir?
What up?
All right. We in here. How you feeling today, brother?
Man, about hotter than a mug.
Yes.
We starting to get summer now.
It's official. Wonderful weather for the last holiday, over the holiday weekend, though.
Word up. No doubt. Mm-hmm. You talking about the holiday weekend with the Malcolm X birthday holiday weekend? Or... I'm sorry. Memorial Day. My bad. Yes.
Yeah, man.
He's still high.
You know what I'm saying? He caught a heat stroke. Of course, that's the one and only DJ Econic that you hear over there. What's going on, brother?
Here we killer. We back in effect, fellas. Back in effect.
Yeah. It's been a minute for sure. Been here doing the damn thing, man. How was your holiday weekend, Econic?
Oh, man. It was chill. Full of coronas. Good food, good family time. I can't complain.
Sure. Oh, you know what I got to try, man, over this holiday, man. I got exposed to that Budweiser Red Lager.
Oh.
And
no.
I gotta say this shit is alright, man.
Oh no.
What?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Budweiser does lager?
Now they do.
Oh man.
Y'all still in on that bud lime. Shit that was drinking back in the day.
Hey man, that bud lime with a little cranberry ginger ale, mix that too?
That's way too much.
Wow. I didn't know you was doing that. I was drinking limes. I ain't gonna front. I was drinking my limes, but the cranberry ginger ale?
Dude, mix that. Get you a Bud Lime and some cranberry ginger ale. Your shit gonna be lit.
See, that right there tells you how terrible the beer is. When you gotta mix it with cranberry and ginger ale.
You get the cranberry ginger ale, you know what I'm saying?
Econic, man, this dude is in the bodega or wherever getting these Bud Limes and this cranberry ginger ale trying to make his own microbrew.
I'm telling y'all right now, it's delicious.
Oh man,
it should take you about a half hour to get it mixed up and get it right.
You know, man, it's just like that little, it's like the kids drinking the scissor, man. Gotta pull up.
Oh man, Dad, you better be careful, right? Because if you take one of those, if you pour that in a plastic see-through cup or whatever, people might think you on that lean, my dude.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, because it does look a lot like that syrup, for real.
Man.
But without the, you know, side effects, man.
Hey, you fuck around at a company function and you put that Bud Lime in that cranberry juice all in one thing, and then you gonna have that lady from Oakland calling the HR people. Talking about DJ Tay Ferg got that lean at the company function.
He's over here. I think they call it pouring up. Please, he's pouring up. Oh my god. Oh man, I be trying to chill with the work functions, man. I try to stay away from the liquor and the beer.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh man, I might, you know, sip a little something. I'm like, nah. Mm-mm.
So hold on, like, you know, since we own this, how many drinks is it before you should be like paranoid that people staring at you, dog? Is it two? Is it three?
I don't know. How many, Econic?
Well, I know my limit. So I've never gotten to the point where, you know, I make a fool of myself and cats staring at me. So, you know, I limit myself to, you know, two cocktails, two beers. That's it.
Yeah.
How soon do you dip after... How soon do you dip after the last drink? So this is like, all right, I finished the last drink, I'm out immediately? Or is it, I got to stay around for at least 5 minutes so it don't look like I'm just here for the drinks?
Oh, shit. As soon as I take that last sip, I'm out. I mean, I've had four drinks worth of time to be able to network and catch up and be seen, blah, blah, blah. So by the time I get to that fourth one, yo, it's time to go home.
So I made my rounds.
Yeah.
If I'm a coworker at DJ Econics, I should look at your glass or / bottle as sort of like an hourglass as far as like countdown when you about to be out.
Yeah, man. That's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
I'm out on to the next day.
It's time to go.
Yo, man, let me let the people know you are listening to the Effort You Heard radio show. We do this live from your mama's bedroom every time we get the chance to do it. You know what I'm saying? You catch the show out there all over the internet, man. iTunes, Google, Mixcloud, but the most important thing for you to remember is how we spell the show. We do that EFFWHATUHEARD radio. Type that into your Google search engine. Hit enter and blah! In your face. Alright? From time to time, you catch us out there messing around on social media as well. Man, you can hit me up at DJ Tay Ferg Econic.
You can find me at DJ _ ECONIC.
All right, Wolf.
You can find me at Wolf _of_ BK.
All right. That's how you do it, man. We'll remind y'all of that once again. But yo, lock that in, man. Hit us up, you know, on Twitter, on the gram every now and then, all right?
Absolutely. Don't forget to actually like us on iTunes. Rate us on a Mixcloud. And if by any chance you notice we have something on Mixcloud or we have something on iTunes but not on Mixcloud, it's just because of some copyright stuff. So, you know, just keep that in mind. You know, we're still in partner with them and stuff, but like, you know, definitely check us out on iTunes. Two. We're going to be on two apps from now on.
All right. The man trying to stop our progress.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't do it, though. Can't stop, won't stop. Yo, man, we got a few topics for the people this week, man. We'll see if we can squeeze all that in here in our time. But, you know, our last show, ironically, we were talking about the whole Starbucks case. And I think this past week we all witnessed Starbucks closing down for an afternoon and going through their racial bias training. So your man Common have been nominated as the narrator for the Starbucks.
The people's
Negro. All right, don't give away. The people. Sorry, I want to ask the fellas a couple questions around it, man. And my man, you know, I got love for Common, man. But curious to see what they think about that. Also, in the past few weeks, we've seen this movement to shut down R. Kelly and access to his music and concerts and things like that really pick up some steam. I know everybody read about Spotify taking him off of their featured artist playlist. But that got me to thinking about the censorship of artists' content and whether or not that's good for the culture, man. So I want to ask the first some questions on that and then maybe wrap up by talking about this Pusha, Yeezy, Drake, Lil, tit for tat, tete a tete kind of going on, man. But, you know, since that's got the streets talking a little bit, all right? And then, of course, we'll wrap up with a little shout outs, middle fingers, and FUs for the week, man.
Word up, word up, word up.
All right.
Plus, plus the mix. You know, can't forget that. Oh. We live in the booth.
Live in the booth, man. Get on that 1 and 2, and like my man, he kind of like to say, a little scriggity scratch, man.
Word up.
Iconic, man. I got a confession to make, man. I told DJ Tayford that at the beginning of our next show, I would actually have you give us your solution to end all racism in the world, because this is some Nobel Peace Prize type of shit. Like, this is so brilliant that I think it needs to happen, man. So, you know, as we go into the Starbucks conversation, could you please share with the people, your idea of how we can end racism using some technology that is already available?
Simply, the pocket size white man hologram device. Where, you know, in the event you find yourself in need of a Caucasian male to help you get out of trouble, simply pull that device out of your pocket, push the on button, and voila, you have your on-demand hologram that can help you ease out of any tight situation.
So, DJ Iconic, can you give us an example of like when this hologram would be useful to a black man, per se?
I'll take the two gentlemen at Starbucks last month. I think such a device would have been helpful when the Philadelphia police officers rolled up on the two gentlemen and started to question them. One of the gentlemen, or shit, even both of them, probably even better, could have put, well, you know what the bad thing is? They probably wouldn't been able to reach in their pocket without. know, so that might have not been the right situation for that device.
Maybe we can get the hologram to be started by like an iWatch or something like that.
Yeah, you know what? We might need to go back to the drawing board on this already. We might need to have some sort of audio-enabled hologram. Mm,
there you go.
That type of thing. But still, nonetheless, you know, during that situation, they could have turned on the device and the hologram version of the white man could have been present there, able to defuse the situation and offer an excuse or an explanation to the police that would have been heard and understood.
So this definitely would have helped the Milwaukee Bucks small forward where the tape came out, right?
Yeah. The gentleman who was coming out of a drugstore and was confronted by a policeman for double parking in the handicap zone or something. Yeah. Yeah. He could have easily pushed a button and the hologram white gentleman could have easily talked his way back into the car without any further altercation.
On a side note here, it's amazing that we've gotten to a point where now these police videos have previews and shit. You know, they've been like on Rotten Tomatoes and shit. This shit has been people. The buzz about this tape has been out since what, January, and that we're almost in June, and they're like, oh man, this shit is not good. Like, we've been hearing this shit for months. Then that shit came out, man. Like, damn, man. Like, next, this shit is gonna be at the Cannes Festival or Tribeca Film Festival and shit before people get the chance to see it.
Spike gonna be cussing people out about it and shit.
Hell yeah, man. This shit is just absolutely wild, yo. But Iconic, your idea about the hologram is so brilliant that it could also be used for sexism. You can still use that same premise to get rid of sexism too. And I know exactly what the hologram white guy should look like. He should look exactly like Jim Trussell. Sweater vest, glasses.
Oh my God. Oh, we're gonna get in trouble for this one.
No. Oh man.
But, but you know, we this is all tongue
from, yes.
Meant to really kind of explain stuff that we already know.
Exactly. Right?
Just white privilege.
Exactly. So yep. So everyone, this is a one big joke, but it's also
to point out, motherfucker.
Yeah, like it's obviously to point out like the bigger issues here, where, we do need the hologram of somebody to validate for us why we are in a place,
damn,
when we're in the place or whatever, so we don't get killed or harassed.
Damn, it's sad that we are joking about this, but it's actually the reality. I mean, shit. I mean, this, we all have instances that we've been in where something like that could have been helpful.
To that, let me ask y'all this. I mean, is this, I hate to make it more serious, but are you thinking about these things more frequently as you enter like spaces? Like, are you thinking about where you go and what you do differently since, you know, it seems to be like a rash of these incidents between that and, well, yeah, I mean, just people calling the police on us quite a bit in the last month.
I will say I personally am not, because there's nothing that I can do if someone's going to call the police on me. Mm. You know, like, why even put your mind there? It's nothing that you can do. It's nothing that you can do. I just love the fact, though, the police come and automatically believe whatever the person said. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you have no say in that shit at all. It's just like, oh, whatever they said is the truth. And you have to disprove that that's not the truth.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, I don't like the whole see something, say something mentality, because it was like, you know, did you really see what you thought you saw? And I think we could ask that question out of all these incidents, right? Like, you know, I really think about the Airbnb one. Is that what you really thought you saw? Really?
Right. Or what about the Yale one? The Yale one is crazy.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. I forgot about that one. Yeah. I mean, like, wow. Yeah. That's something that, you know, in a space where you see that happening all the time.
Right.
You know. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's
and crazy. The person who called the police apparently is a habitual line stepper anyway.
Right. Habitually. Oh my God. Well, bringing this back to Kyra real quick, man. Just to get y'all's take on it. So, you know, like we said at the intro, Starbucks shut down their stores for a racial bias training, projected to lose, you know, $7 to $9 million for closing for a few hours in one day. So, interesting approach, I think, in wake of the incident that happened last month. But the Common, the rapper Common, Lonnie Lynn out of Chicago, was nominated as the narrator or kind of like voice of this training. So I will say this.
They didn't use Morgan Freeman.
Well, I see. I was getting to that. So, I'm curious. I really don't know what narrating the implicit bias training means. But I, you know, to your point, I'm thinking, all right, does this like Common's now the voice of the Microsoft? You know, he's frequently seen doing commercials, obviously TV, movies. Is he going to become like the go-to voiceover guy, especially given what we learned about Morgan in the last week?
Hmm.
I feel like he's about to come from Morgan's spot, man.
Well, you know, we still got James Earl Jones, right?
What? Is he active?
Well, he still does voiceovers, right?
Oh, does he? I don't know.
Man, I ain't heard nothing from Earl lately.
Get me my son, Akeem.
You know, that's a good question, Tay. I feel, because lately we've been hearing, well, we don't hear a lot, but we see like T.I. has been kind of like, you know, out in front.
He has too, being
very social and active. And then, you know, kind of more grassroots. Whereas Common, you know, he's been on a different kind of platform, still kind of doing the same type of work. I think Common is continuing to ride a wave right now, and he's taking full advantage of it. And why not?
Right. Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I think right now he seems to be the people's choice when it comes to representing the African American community.
Yeah.
You know, and if you know the folks need an African American voice that is pleasant to the ear, represents positivity. Mm-hmm. You know, he seems to be that dude.
Just a bit.
Until Fox News get a hold of his lyrics and they're gonna use like one stanza against him.
They already did it though.
Point. To that point, yes, they did.
Yeah,
yes, they did. I was watching what's old girl on NBC. She has her own show. Remember, she quit Fox.
Oh, Tommy Lauren.
And
Gretchen Carlson. Fox.
No, they, her. Well, yeah, she did too. What's her name? She comes on right after the Today Show. But anyway, she was, this morning, they were talking about the whole Starbucks training thing, and they were talking about it was a controversial decision to have Common involved because of his lyrics. And wow. She was basically saying, oh yeah, you know, this rapper's known to call women bitches and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, boy.
And she was saying I recall she was revisiting lyrics from his second album. She was, you guys remember that skit off of Resurrection when he was a pimp?
Yes. Yeah. No, that wasn't Resurrection.
But that was,
like chocolate for,
like water for chocolate.
Like that was like water for
chocolate. Yeah.
Yeah.
So remember that little segment where he was like pimp, he was talking to his
kid. Yeah, sister. Light, right?
Excuse me, sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She referenced some of the content from that skit.
Reaching.
You know, and I was like, wow. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, as we all know, like the direction that he was. He totally went through a phase of, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of hardcore, his first couple albums. And then he kind of transitioned out of that more towards a righteous, conscious type of rap. Mm-hmm. And so he's been away from that for shit, damn near 20 years.
Right.
But it was interesting that she or her people did some research, and that was the only stuff that they can
pull. Yeah, but they didn't do good research, Econic, because context means everything. Context, right?
I agree.
Like that wasn't even like a real song. I mean, it was basically, if they listened to the whole song, they would have gotten it.
Well, and
it tells you who's doing the research.
And to that, I didn't even, this is interesting to learn because I didn't hear or see this most recent incident that Econic is talking about, because I was thinking of maybe it was 2015. Or maybe even earlier, maybe during their first term, but Common was tapped to host the tree lighting ceremony at the White House. And they did the same type of thing. I don't remember what song or lyrics they were quoting, but when he was announced as the host for the broadcast, they were, you know, conservatives were pretty up in arms about him being the host, and they did the same thing, you know, nitpicking things completely out of context to try to prove a point.
Then they elect Trump.
Right.
And,
Yo, it was Meg and Kelly.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I hate her anyway because she made Tamra leave. I hate you.
Yeah, Meg and Kelly.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, they just wild. That's wild. That's wild. But you know, to Econ's point, I'll say this. You know, Calm does feel like a good safe choice without being a good safe choice, if that makes any sense. Like, it still feels like he has some credibility. Now, this is the old man talking. I don't know what the kids think, but, you know, at least for me, I look and go, I'm like, all right, you know what? It definitely could be worse people that they could have tapped for such a training and for to be out there and to really show their, you know, commitment to change by shutting down their stores and then tapping somebody like Common to be involved and be a part of it. And I read more about who all has been involved in all aspects of this. And I got to say, I mean, I feel like Starbucks is taking a genuine approach. And, you know, they're not trying to sell it as if...
Genuine approach to ending racism in the day?
I don't think they could, but that's not what they're doing. This is the first in a series of things that they're going to try to do as a company. And they've said, you know, we know that one training or a series of trainings is not going to end racism. You know, what they're really trying to do, what it sounds like, is to work with people to break down gradually some of these biases that they may have, but then also, you know, put in a system of accountability for people who just can't seem to get their act together. And I think, you know, I think that's the right approach.
Hey y'all, you know what? I figured out what Common's I figured out what it is about Common that actually attracts so many people.
That he's beige?
Can y'all? Huh?
Because he's beige?
Well, no. Something even more important.
That's part of it.
It's actually a piece of clothing that he's been wearing
cardigan.
A lot. I'll say the turtleneck. Seems like the turtleneck is like the. It seems like the turtleneck is the thing that, like, you know, defuses people, makes them
cool. Man, that's a great observation.
Cats be wearing, like, and he wears the turtleneck with the cardigan too, man. I'm telling you, the sweater actually makes people feel comfortable, man. That's what I'm saying, that the hologram has to, like, have that sweater vest, dog.
Damn,
it
just
makes people happy. It makes people comfortable.
It does, man. It really does.
I swear, every time you see, I won't say every time, but many times you see him, he's wearing, like, you know, like a sweater, a turtleneck, something like a one piece, a single color, you know, like a single color type of thing that's not loud.
Right.
It doesn't attract a lot of attention. Yeah. It's just kind of, they're trying to blase.
Yeah.
And, like, man.
Crushing.
I don't know, man. He crushing the turtleneck, man.
Come up with his own,
like, a line of turtlenecks, man.
T-neck, get some turtlenecks, some mock necks.
Man, oh man, oh man.
some dickies.
Some dickies.
some common dickies. Be good to go.
Dickies used to be the shit.
I would insert the Cosby joke right here. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
All right. All right.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Yo, man, we need to go to the break, man. I'm going to jump on these one and twos, man. A little squiggity scratch. We're going to come back. A couple more topics before we get out of here, man. It's effort you heard radio.
Yes, sir.
Before we can get a dicky.
Catch the fellas on Twitter.
Twitter update.
At DJ _ Egot, at DJ Tafer, and at NYC _ Trifecta.
You're listening to DJ Tafer, my daddy.
You right on.
Her style is worthwhile, and knowing that I'm deep like a river, I feel I should give her things that those others can't deliver. Contrary to what I had wished, it seems that I've been dissed. But hey, I don't wanna miss this wonderful opportunity. My boys, they try schooling me, but see, I know what I want. Someone who'll be there for the whole nine. This honey is so fine, but now she's hung up the line. Upset because I told her I'm busy, she made like a grizzly and started chewing my head off, screaming that I spend more time with friends. And also, she said I ruined her weekend. I said I know the stuff we had planned, but please understand, right now I'm lounging with my man. I guess I didn't realize I'd hurt her. She said I had the nerve to just neglect her like that. Then she started bringing up past things, and she kept asking how come our love isn't lasting. I said, hey baby, please calm down, 'cause I'm still around, and it's for you that my heart pounds. Can I call you later on? You say I treat you wrong, but why you flipping on me? She said something else and then clicked, left me alone on the phone with the tone, and now I'm lovesick.
Love.
Reminisce, long talks and walks, and also your soft kiss. We went shopping at Macy's, skating at Lacy's, cut off all my dime pieces, even Dick Stacy. Thinking in this rental, blasting instrumentals. How we first met was all on my mental. It was that great adventure, the Batman ride. Thought I was dead, 'cause first this fat man tried. The sun beaming, Federation scheming, but you was clocking DiBiase, must have been daydreaming. Waiting online, wishing she was all mine, shooting the gift, exchange digits, the whole nine. Spent about 850 in Atlantic City. After you, boo, my attitude is real.
Scenery sunny, act one, near a money machine. Jumped out the cream Lex with the jack. She rocked the black tennis skirt with Stan Smiths. About a size six, jewels, chinky eyes, long hair, but leg of the thighs was thick like she ran track. For what it's worth, shorty was made from the best things on this earth. Like a snapper, I want to drink her to quench my thirst. Jump in the coupe and do my joint in reverse. Hey boo, I was watching you.
I was watching you.
Here's my number. True. Call me at the crib at 2.
Perfect combination. No other relationship.
To make me write the song, used to have it going on. Our feelings were so strong. Your age 26, my number one draft pick. From all the rest, got first dibs. Plus your own crib, you just flew back in town.
To where, son?
Dallas. And said she wants the tall man to come to her palace. I'm over there tonight to watch the Bulls catch licks from the Knicks. Tonight to watch the Bulls catch licks from the Knicks. Tonight to watch the Bulls catch licks from the Knicks. Tonight to watch the Bulls catch licks from the Knicks. And at halftime, I watch Rod Strips give. I feel lucky to shoot the jism in the triangle of prism, and that's the realism.
Where does she live, kid?
Out in Bed-Stuy.
Do or die.
Come on now, baby, 'cause I'm packing.
I got the phone call at 2.
It's me, boo. Oh, she said, you know, why don't you come to the crib? We could wine and dine and relax on the low and drink more. By the way, I just saw your video.
Yeah, true, I'm coming through. Give me an hour. Jumped out the shower and buried my body in baby powder. Dip wears plus my hair. Smells like Nexus. Yo, I jump into the Lexus on the highway. It's a Friday, can't wait to see ya. I pick up 2 slices from the local pizzeria.
Perfect combination.
Being a moron? Yeah, that too.
first one out there with a dashiki talking that crap?
I'm a victim.
Good hair. Nigga, you so brainwashed.
I'm a victim,
your
brother.
Problem. You're a victim.
I'm a victim of 400 years of conditioning.
Shut up.
The man has programmed my conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Even my conditioning has been conditioned.
Came from your mother.
DJ Taper.
You like, yo, let me ask you something. I want to know who you are.
Everybody on the avenue, I know when it's CSA.
Fresher than Tony Rambo's vegetables at African street festivals, where incredible women is plentiful. Over the years I met a few, none of them compared to you, preparing you to make fruit bearable.
Something terrible,
blessy, you fruitful, beautiful, smart, lovable, huggable, doable like art, suitable to be part of my life. Copper tone, oh you copyright infringement. Pay you business tense since way back in the day. It's like I'm standing there, you know, appreciating God's design, and then you showed up. It's like you read my mind.
Damn, she's fun.
I think I add the R-E in front of that and see if she need to get with a cat like me.
I like the way you walk. I like the way you walk.
Yeah, baby girl, look at you. Coming on the block looking fresh and brand new.
Ooh, head wrap cover your head too.
Pretty feet picking through open toe shoe.
Ooh,
no limit to what I would do. Make love to you like long interview.
Ooh,
me say for real, me like you. Good look champion win the title.
One show,
many man try invite you. Shot down lyric each time they sight you.
Come on,
sure. What man you get born inside too? Clean the walkway and just let shit pass through.
Yes, yes.
Can't be your next one like you. Famous like tapes made by DJ Klo. I tighten up my game as I approach you. Yo, check a sheet and act to the beat, get close to.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of F What You Heard. Pass the word, tell a friend, and oh, if you didn't like it, f*** you. Good night.